Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
What's up, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans? This is Alan Bishop of If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. You may know me better as Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest, but if you're at all interested in the Fortean, high strangeness, the paranormal, and the unexplained, then you should tune into my new podcast, If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything, available now wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Amazon.
Welcome to this special podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, this Thanksgiving Day podcast, our third annual, and we've got CT joining us today.
What's happening, everybody? Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, excellent. But I was noticing, just so you know, just I did it, but doesn't this kind of look like a turkey?
It kind of does.
Yeah, it kind of does. So that's a shout out for Alan Bishop right there on Thanksgiving. And I've been talking back and forth with Alan. Some cool things are going to be coming up with there. He's a great sponsor. You just heard him with his If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything podcast. Make sure you check that out. And then also everything he's doing with French Lick. There's some big things coming up on the horizon. And we're getting ready. Dustin Marlowe says happy Thanksgiving to us. And thank you, Dustin. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Glen Karen's t-shirts and bourbon balls. Check it out. Get a hold of me if you want something like that. I can do that directly. And then also are on all social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. And then also on all the major podcast formats. Check us out on Apple. Check us out on iHeart. Check us out on Spotify. You can even do it on Amazon. I mean, ask Alexa or Siri, and you're right here listening to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So, CT, we're here on Thanksgiving. And, I mean, this is really cool because sometimes we plan podcasts. Yes. And, you know, I just threw it out there, 20 minutes before I started, that if you guys want to join me, and here you are. It's awesome.
Sometimes it's hard to make it work with everything you got going on. Like last night, I wasn't able to make it, but today it worked out. So I'm glad to be here. Glad to get to share a little bit of Thanksgiving time with you and everybody. So,
yeah, for sure. Now, Adam said, I ordered one of those private selects you are showing there off the reserve bar for $75. What makes it wait? Where am I? What privates? Do you see a private select?
So I have, like, the private selects are basically any of those that you have.
One of these, yeah.
Yeah, so they sell those in the distillery at the gift shop, but they also, if anybody does a barrel pick, that's what it's going to come from. But the state of Ohio did. This is one from the state of Ohio. It was an OHLQ pick back in 2022. So, yeah, there's a good bit of those going around in different areas of the country, depending on what group you're in. they're fantastic. I mean, they are absolutely for the money. I haven't had a bad one yet.
Yeah, I think that's one of what we're going to try and do next year, trying to get in on one of those, because that would be absolutely phenomenal. And we know Endemic, and she probably can help us get, after we distribute the newest single barrel, which is our Elijah Craig Barrel Proof. And to talk about that real quick, if anybody's interested in that, let me know, because we're down to the last 20 maybe bottles that I can put out, so I don't oversell this thing before we actually get it. And, you know, so check that out. Contact me if you get that. But also, you know, I like to do this Thanksgiving Day podcast just to review. And one of the things I am very thankful for is UCT. I mean, honestly, everything that you've since we've met and, you know, there at Mother Stewart's that time, you know, now, did we talk on Facebook beforehand? I mean, or did you just kind of know Andrew? Minimal. Okay, so we did.
Minimal.
Okay.
Yeah, we did, but it was more just commenting on posts and things like that, excuse me. But definitely, no, that was our first interaction, and as am I. I'm thankful for you, I'm thankful for the podcast, and just in general, being able to tie together all the people that are in this wonderful community of not just bourbon, but just there's just such great people out there that I've enjoyed it. That's what got me into it. As I tell many times, I did not drink much at all. I got into it because I enjoy the history and the people, and then it just kind of went together.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I was not, until that calendar and got into it, I was not, my dad was a big Jack Daniels guy, but whiskey to me before that, as everybody knows, was just trying to get it down without tasting it. Then once we started reading all that, all the tasting notes and everything, we're like, yeah, we got to try that. And then once you start drinking whiskey properly, I mean, it's still, but you're just basically for the flavor and the taste and the relaxation and the people. Now, I would say why this podcast and you joining, getting to know you as a friend. I mean, that's the friendships that are formed around this, you know, what we do, how we do it is everything with this, the connecting bond. But everybody in the industry that you meet, they understand that connecting bond. To take that, you know, based off of that certain part of the population, which we all know is there, that basically it can get them, because alcohol is a drug. And when you abuse a drug, you're going to, you pay the consequences. There's no doubt. But there is actual studies that show if you drink properly and in perspective, it actually adds to your life, because you're with people, you're happier, there's less stress. I mean, most of the time when you're drinking bourbon and you drink it correctly, it's about relaxation and relieving stress, not about making more stress or, you know, that type of thing.
You're right. I mean, I think that there's people out there that have addictive personalities that cannot stop, and I feel for them. That's a tough thing to be, because I don't have that, so I can't imagine how that is. But for me and a lot of us, I know that it's nice because we can enjoy a pour or two and relax and just have a good time and not let it get anywhere more than it should be. But, you know, it definitely is a vessel to being able to enjoy company of other people. And you're right. We would have never met if it weren't for it. I wouldn't have met hundreds and hundreds of people that I've met that honestly have made the value of my life better. So you're absolutely right.
When you talk about what, you know, like why, you know, that type of thing, that just leads us to like a distillery like Wild Turkey, or, you know, when we've covered Jim Beam, and we, you know, when you're talking about Buffalo Trace and what they were before they were, you know, now the James B. Bean Company, that's been a distillery, and you can trace it back 8 generations. But like, for instance, with Wild Turkey today, one of the cool things about Wild Turkey is it was another distillery before it was Wild Turkey, and it evolved into Wild Turkey based off of them having people come down and hunting turkeys. I mean, on the property. I mean, that's what, you know, Greg Schneider talks about that. And then, oh, we're going to get, we got Super Nash joining us. What the fuck is going on today? I set up a pod. That's what I'm just going to do. These are called flash podcasts. This is like, usually I'm not using. Hey, Super Nash. Yeah.
What's happening?
You got a, no video, just audio today?
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Let's see what I can do.
It's awfully dark. It's awfully dark when you're adding that picture.
Yeah, we got to keep talking before he talks, right? Anyways, so one of the things we're talking about with
how to get the video on.
Just click on the video. There you go. Are you on your computer or are you on your phone?
I'm on my phone because I'm out here deep frying a turkey. Here we go.
At the bottom, it'll say start video.
Yeah, start that video.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Oh God! Now I done lost everything.
That sounds like
Don't drop the phone in the fryer.
Yeah, don't do that. We're waiting. It's okay. You can come on. That's nothing more than what. And even if you come on for audio, that's fine too.
All right.
Yeah, have Sherry grab it and show you how to do it.
Yeah.
Show him how to use his phone, Sherry.
Garavi's. Oh my God. Are you monitoring the Facebook, CT?
I cannot because my phone is up.
Oh yeah, that's right. There's a guy.
I totally lost everything.
We could hear you, so just keep doing what you're doing. And we were just talking about wild turkey right now and how it started, and we were just about ready.
Here we go.
Remember now.
Colonel Sanders,
rotate your phone horizontal. Let's remember, you can do that. Yeah! There you go.
Hey, he's got a cigar.
Hey, everybody, I'm out here.
Oh, you suck.
Drinking on some.
You're drinking my bottle? You're drinking my.
Nope. Yeah, I had it cracked into your bottle because I couldn't
find it. Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, smoking on a nice cigar.
Okay, Karabi.
My wife came out here and told me that I got to pull this turkey because actually my timer just went off, so. And we got to get to our family Thanksgiving.
Leave the video on when you pull that turkey. I don't want to see this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put this on my little rotator phone handler here.
Yeah, we got live turkey frying.
Absolutely, wow.
Sir Fryer Martin.
That's something that my wife got me here a few years back because this is just something that I do every Thanksgiving. Been doing it for about 20 years now, and as you'll see, I'm gonna post a couple of videos here in a little while. This has always been a hard day for me to get by. Because my late brother, he always came over on Thanksgiving Day while I was frying turkeys. And one of our things was we always, no matter, and this was, he was always the the brother that was, you know, the one that was everybody, you know, like I say, he was...
He was the glue. Held everybody, he kept was, everybody together.
Like say, and he was the one that, like I say, he was the wild brother.
Yep.
You know, he did everything wild and his way. And, we have words or something or no matter what, but always on Thanksgiving Day, while I was frying the turkey, he would come over here and we would always have a pour. And this isn't what we had a pour of, but we'd always have a pour of wild turkey. And it was like wild turkey 101. And he'd bring a bottle or I'd have a bottle while I was frying the turkey. And so
I poured some Kentucky Spirit and CT has some.
And that's exactly what I've been pouring every year and having a sip of was wild turkey Kentucky Spirit. And that's what I had a pour of. And I'll post some pictures of in a little while. My wife took them in a little video because I did a little tribute to them till today while I started the turkey.
Cheers. But,
cheers to my brother.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
And happy Thanksgiving and to everybody out there. Happy Thanksgiving. This is a day of giving thanks to family and friends and you know, just for everything that you have because we're so blessed, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you got in your glass there, CT, with that cheers?
I'm drinking a Russell single barrel that came from the OHLQ. It was... just to give you a real quick rundown, it was floor 5, warehouse 5, and it's a 10-year, which is kind of different. You know, a lot of their single barrels are 9 years. This was a 10-year. I thought it was incredible. The OHLQ did some bottles, and they were just phenomenal. And I compared it at the time to the Russell's 13 when the first batch came out. And I even told people, I'm like, you know, Russell's 13 is tremendous, but these single barrels, some of them rival that bottle. So don't skip on those single barrels.
Yeah, absolutely. Those single barrels are good. I had a little pour of single barrel last night, CT, before I went to bed while I was prepping everything.
Yeah.
From Major's Discount Beverage here in Anderson. They went up and did a barrel pick of single barrel, and it's phenomenal.
There is a brown sugar note that they get out of that stuff that is just, wow. I mean, I love it. The brown sugar-ness, you know, the oak come out, especially for me. Like I said, it's hard. This bottle, I'm anxious to open it, but I'm waiting for the right time.
Yeah. But
more than anything, I'm hoping it lives up to what I feel like. Everybody says, including Jimmy, that's the best thing they've ever made. But who knows, you know?
Well,
I hope it's when I'm up there because...
Oh, I'm not opening it until you guys are here, so...
Hey, brother, that is one bottle that has specifically eluded me, and I've been steadily trying to get it, but I am not paying what they want per secondary on that thing. My gosh, they want just phenomenal profit prices for that thing. I hope it's everything that Jimmy is saying that it's going to be. That's got to be one awesome bottle. And
so
I'm looking forward to it, brother.
So I just toasted with the Wild Turkey Kentucky Spirit, which is a single barrel from the Party Source. Total Wine and Spirits in Wisconsin that I picked up. And then I've got this Russell single barrel. It's a 9-year. We picked that up, CT, at Family Beer and Liquor. And I did the comparison to the two. And definitely the difference is that Kentucky Spirit is much more a bourbon. It's not as sweet. It's more of I almost pick up like a beer ale taste to that. Which is more close to, but it's still almost a little sour than a normal Wild Turkey 101, you know, that spirit. And then I put the Russell's Reserve in there, and shit, it's got the brown sugar added in.
Yeah, it's literally like
and vanilla.
It's a dessert bourbon.
Right. So now, does anybody do y'all have a rare breed? Because that's what I wanted to highlight today is the rare breed.
Yeah, I got a rare breed, and actually, I got a rare breed turkey that's got to come out of the fryer. So while starting to highlight that, I'm gonna turn my camera towards the fryer here.
There you go.
And go get my pan, and you go ahead with what you're gonna do. And I'm getting ready to pull the turkey, guys.
All right, it works. Hey, Nash, it works when you talk, okay? Right as you're about to do it, say, "I'm about to pull this turkey out," and then we'll do this, right?
Because I got to go in here and get the pan, and like I say, and then when I get ready to pull it, I'll start talking, and I will pull that bird, and everybody will be able to see, okay?
Yeah, an exclusive of deep frying turkey on Thanksgiving. We've got the CTs.
The only way we're topping this is if we have a Christmas one and Santa Claus comes down the chimney during the podcast.
Yeah, he's like, comes down.
Hey. How about the bourbon claws? bourbon claws comes down the chimney, down the chimney, and deliver some bourbon.
All I could say, Nash, is bourbon claws like 3 years ago might have fit down my chimney, but bourbon claws ain't fitting down the chimney no more.
You know that's right. Hey, you see this right here. Bourbon claws done gained some pounds. Huh? All right, guys. Talk about that rare breed. Let me
see
what I need.
So, CT, I was in Michigan, and I haven't replaced my rare breed in a while, right? And so I was like, I was at the store, and I was thinking what I wanted, and they didn't have anything special. Oh, they did have, yes, they had Buffalo Trace, but Buffalo Trace was $50, $49.99. And I'm like, no. So the rare breed was actually $44.99. And here in Ohio right now, I think it's gone up to $52 or $53.99, right? So I'm like, time to replace the rare breed. And the one thing I love about this barrel proof, I love Booker's, there's no doubt. But Booker's is a big time Kentucky bourbon, and it is for a backfire. Rare breed, when I first tasted this, and this is this bottle has reaffirmed it again, and I have to honestly, they have kept this on the shelf for what, the last 5-6 years. It's just, it never disappears, does it?
No, it's, and the rye is even out there now because they did a rye of it.
But yeah, but I've never had their rye because I'm afraid of a barrel strength rye from there.
Is yours? Because mine's an old bottle and I'm almost out. Is it still 116.8 proof?
It is.
On the neck. It's on the neck.
Yeah, and I believe this is 116.8. Yes, this is 116.8. Yeah, you can see that right there. But I love the bottle. I initially tried Rare Breed at a restaurant in New York City. I had it on the rocks when I was at the, it was early on, and I was in New York, and I had it. Okay. Did he just say he's going to go? Not yet. So I had it on the rocks, right? And it was 100%, what would you say? Caramel. I mean, it was caramel to, I will put this on the rocks. I like to taste it, but I will then throw it on the rocks because it brings out even more of that caramel, you know?
Yeah. He's got the coat hanger ready.
All right, guys. All right, here we are live. We're going to pull some turkey from the fryer. We've got Mrs. Super Nash out here. And here we go. This is the most awesome. This is the way you do a 25 deep fried.
God, that looks good.
Look at this.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Hey, man. What do you want?
The neck.
You want the neck? I got you, brother.
That's awesome.
I heck yeah. Hey, Greg Snyder, This is for you, brother. The only thing better is the next thing. Next time, I'll have a little chicken cock whiskey with it. But I'm going to be having that later when we cut into it. And hey, this is Nash, this is the way you
Nash,
do it.
Do you inject it with anything before you put yours in, or is it just the way it was?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yesterday.
No, I've learned to perfect it. I don't use the store-bought stuff. I use my own injection marinade, and it consists of Budweiser beer, chicken stock, seasoning, black pepper, garlic powder, and onion powder. And I let that marinate overnight. And also I add about six more beers into the cooler along with it to where it sets in it all night long before I drop it in the fryer. And that's the way I do it.
And you do it in peanut oil.
I found, like I say, and this will be the most juiciest turkey and tastiest turkey that you've ever tasted out of a fryer. That stuff that you buy out of the store and inject it in just doesn't give it as much flavor as what it does on this right here.
Sherry's like, I can't wait.
Put it into the
fryer. I know, she's just picking off.
Yeah, because it's so good. I also sprinkle it with Lowry's seasoned salt and black pepper. And just so it doesn't get too salty or anything else. But like I said, when you cut into this, the whole time, it's juicy, tender, and tasty.
Sherry, you're not picking on that turkey. It's not done. You'll get worms.
All right, guys.
All right.
Hey. Cheers, Nash.
Cheers, Nash.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Cheers, y'all. Thanks for coming in.
Thanksgiving from Super Nash. And like I say, I got to get out of here because we got a family dinner to get to. And glad I could tune in just for a little while. And hope everybody out there that's listening and tuning in, happy Thanksgiving.
Cheers, Nash. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for that.
Cheers, y'all.
All right. CT. Hey.
Jeff, when I, so like, that's incredible. I mean,
you expected that, right?
I mean, yeah, it's like Nash comes off. The only thing would be better is if Carl shows up in a turkey costume.
Or are you just.
Because if anybody's showing up dressed up like a turkey, it's Carl.
he could have no shirt on and he could be like basting himself. Oh, he's like a butterball, right? Wouldn't you say? Right. Yeah.
the rare breed, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like it is almost a cross between those single barrels and the spirit. It takes some of the good of both of them and kind of blends it together.
I just get
a little brown sugar, but
I always on rare breed get that caramel. It almost finishes with a caramel sauce that you could like. I would love to get a really awesome vanilla custard, like one of those, or like a gelato, and you put that on top of that. And I'm telling you, that takes the gelato or everything, right. It's crazy. I mean, it is by far like a palate aligner with me. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to highlight it because, you know, you have all that stuff. Now, do you have the Master Keep one there?
No. I've got the only other ones that I have my father and sons that I drink on Father's Day with my son and just some other random ones. But no, I don't have that.
So I got this. This would be 2 years, but this is the third podcast that I'm pulling it for a pour. The first time I got it at Kentucky, Nash picked it up the week of Kentucky, you know, when he was running around, he always, he always would like to go down early. So he was able to go and get me one of these. And then I had, you know, I had it and then I had it on again. So I like to do that to share because this definitely highlights, along with the this year, the Rick House. Now, I don't think they've done another Master Keep. They did not do a Master Keep this year, right? There's one and two. And they did the Russell Rick, you know, single Rick House instead, I felt, right? Wouldn't you say?
Well, Generations is what they just brought out, which is their big bottle for this year, I think, after Rick House.
Okay, so it's Generations, which is Eddie, Bruce, and Jimmy is just, I mean, I really have this desire now to get there on one of the Fridays and actually just, you know, figure out how to, you know, because I've never had that experience. Every single time I've ever been there, the chair's empty. He's got a chair set up. He comes so much, it's just his chair.
Next time I'm down there, I really want to be able to, and hopefully you're there when we do it, is I want to do a Facebook Live or something with him because there's people in the industry that not everybody gets to meet, or maybe they don't even care to meet. But that are just people that you need to cross paths with in your life. You know, like they bring something to the table, and Jimmy is definitely one of those.
I mean, this is the coolest bottle. I mean, it's
very cool.
I mean, it's got, you would not, I mean, I still, you could see if we can do that when you come up at, for the Christmas party. Actually, we got to get together. You still have the new Riff bottle of mine. We haven't been together in a while. That's for sure.
I've got your new Riff, and I've got your samples from Amin from Old Louisville.
So I want to show you how...
I've got your barrel select of Fighting Cock that I got to bring.
Yeah, I'm all... You can buy me all the Fighting Cock you want. Just don't make me buy a round of it. I'm not buying a round of it. That's your thing. This is how spacey I am, and we're almost getting ready to wish everybody a really good, happy Thanksgiving and let everybody know how special we think they are and everybody who follows us. But, if you remember, we did the Rolling Fork, right? And Nash was talking about the samples he set up, right? I'm telling you, I can reach over here in front of this on air. They are both over there now because I moved them out of the way. But I could have reached over and grabbed both those samples. That one that Turner was talking about how awesome it was, the 14-year bar, whatever. And it's there. Yeah, the Honduras. It's there. It's freaking right there. And I looked all over for those samples. I don't know how. I'm just like the other day, I'm like going through, I'm like, mother effer. It's like, what the hell? You know, I've got so much now keeping track. Now, I'm very happy. The only thing I think I got left is a new Riff, that new Riff single malt that was done by Ebersol, who used to be big in Heaven Hill. I mean, he was a big guy at Heaven Hill. And I've got, they sent up the sample of that single malt from, did you pick it up when you were there?
I've got it. Now, tomorrow I plan on picking up the winter wheat because they're re-releasing it.
So we got to contact Jay and get him on.
We need Jay on because I'm telling you, that's a company people, if they haven't looked into, is doing some great stuff.
Now, see this Wild Turkey, the Master Keep now, after it's been open now for 2 years, there's a little apple to it on the finish, but it is sweet. So it takes Kentucky. This is more so exactly what you said, but on a lower proof. It takes the Kentucky spirit and mixes with the Russells. It's right there with that. The sweetness of the Russells and the sourness is mixing between the two. I bet you I should try this. I should mix the Russells Reserve. Well, let's... Fuck it, right?
Let's do it.
Let's mix Russell's Reserve, a little bit of half it. Let's do a... So I do my Russell's Reserve.
And
a half ounce of that?
I have three Kentucky spirits, so I'm just going to mix whatever one.
I only have one. You know, it's funny because I was able to get this in Wisconsin, Total Wine. It was on the shelf. I've never seen it in the wild. You know what I mean? And when you're looking for Wild Turkey products, you should be finding them in the wild. I mean, that's the definition of their name, right?
So So I've got one that is a Eddie. So Eddie picked the one, and then the other two, one's a Liquor Express, and the other one doesn't have a tag on it. I don't even know where the hell I got that one. They always put a neck tag, a little cardboard tag on them, and I can't find that one. But let's see what this blend is. And let's close out with a cheers. Did you blend yours? You got it right there in front of you?
Dude. Almost. All right. So I'd have to pour on this. I'm not going to because I'm not. It's Thanksgiving. I can't. So if you have, do you feel you're picking up more sour from the Russell, from the Kentucky Spirit? Or are you picking up more sweetness from the Russell's Reserve?
Getting a little. The sweetness comes through for me, but that's my palate probably. Because I pick up sweet notes.
It's not. It's not.
It actually made it really, wow. That blended well.
If you add, if you're picking up them, so they're exactly the same. Kentucky Spirit mixed with the Russell's Reserve, but I would have to put another a little bit more Kentucky Spirit, and I think I would dead nut match this Master Keep. Let's see what the Master Keep proof is.
What's funny is the
oh, this the has a toasted palette. Oak finish. This is why I love it so much.
Mid palate.
This is a. Go ahead.
No, I feel like the Kentucky Spirit is a lot of the mid palate, but the finish, which I want, is that brown sugar from the Russell Single Barrel.
So Kentucky Spirit is 101. The Russell Single Barrel is 116.8. That's why it's overpowering the one the Kentucky and the Wild Turkey Master Keep is 101. So I think if you just do a little bit more Kentucky Spirit than what we have in this glass, because I'm picking up the sweetness too. I can pick up the brown sugar a little more, but the whole start to back palate till the finish is the same as the Master Keep.
Wow.
So now we know what. So what I'll do, I'll finish off the Master Keep bottle. I'll re-blend it back in and fill it up.
Well, isn't this a perfect Thanksgiving thing? Is that, you know, like at Thanksgiving, how many people mix their mashed potatoes with the green beans and the corn? And we're doing the same thing with
Or how cranberries. Some people like to eat the cranberry sauce with the entree, the turkey. Other people will put it right. What?
You gotta put it on the turkey.
Well, but other people will do it in the mashed potatoes. It just depends. All some right. people mix it in to the other stuff.
But we've always been a blended world. Like, we like blending stuff. There are people that separate their plate. And they want those plates that are partitioned so nothing touches each other. My oldest daughter is that way. But I like blending the stuff together. That's why the pot pies and stuff are so good, is they blend it.
So Brent Patron, he is a friend of mine now. He lives, we didn't realize it, but he came to my house last night he picked up a Booker's for me, right? He's watching. Happy Thanksgiving. I believe he's working or just got off work. I'm not sure. But Brent and I, he said, I let him know like what I look for and stuff. And I mentioned the sweet wheat that I was able to get a good amount of it with Ross because Ross has been on the podcast a couple times, you know, talking and like he was on our last podcast. But he basically said he had a sweet wheat and he got a really good deal for it because the guy said, you know, he's got one and he's like, if you do these two, I'll trade for these two. And it was like a real. So he's like, I got it open. He goes, it's unopened. He goes, and then he had tried our William Dalton barrel pick and I traded him the newest barrel pick for, you know, the Elijah Craig for the Booker's. So I said, well, if we trade, the difference in price, you know, Booker's was a little bit more, but, you know, William Dalton was a little more. I said, we'll just be even. And he dropped off that sweet wheat, $17.92, which now completes my full collection. I have them all except for the Sherry Cask finish. Do you have the Sherry Cask finish?
I got the foolproof single barrel bottled and bond, the little dude, and I do not have the sweet wheat. I do not have the sherry.
But the sherry is ridiculously priced, and I believe we got to taste it on the podcast. Am I not? I am right. Or did we just chase the Thomas More?
Wait a minute. Hold on. What was it?
The sherry cask 1790 Thomas More sherry cask finish also.
Now I have the Thomas More cognac.
Yeah, but we got to taste that on the podcast. But did I know that the sherry cask was there? I'm not sure if we tasted. I don't think we did with Ross. But I'm not.
I think we did drink the sherry. I think we drank the sherry, the cognac, the Thomas More stuff, and I think the sherry was the best. But it's not available. But yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still. I am not. Besides Middle West sherry cask finish, the Oloroso, I'm a very big fan of Oloroso finish. Sherry cask finishes aren't my favorite. I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, exactly, not happening.
That bottle is freaking delicious.
It's so not you. You passed. I mean, you want to know what the ultimate sherry cask finish was?
That sherry New Rib is delicious.
Where is it? Oh, I thought it was within reach. It should be. Nope, it's down there. It was the one that was being sold at Kentucky Bourbon Festival by Seth.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You didn't get that. I got it. You didn't.
I got the other one.
Yeah, you got the other one. And you're.
I like the other one better.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you just didn't try the weeded sherry cask finish. You just went off that, and you liked it so much you took that. You do realize the other one was for sale the whole festival, and the one I got sold out in like 5 minutes, and he's put one aside for me. But that doesn't matter. You do like it. You do. Well, the one you had I liked too. I mean, I tried to steal your bottle. I didn't. I thought he brought that bottle. Yeah, I chugged I chugged out of your bottle. You're like, what are you doing letting them chug out of the bottle? What are you doing?
Well, if you remember, we were tailgating with the Luca Mariano group, and we were drinking that bottle from Seth, and we liked it better than some of the picks that we had gotten over that weekend. But I like sherry. Sometimes sherry can be overpowering, sometimes not. I thought the other bottle was better that he brought, but... Let me tell you, I'll drink it all. It ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good. Everything he does is good.
All right. So, I agree. So, once again, we're...
Andy just sent me a message with him in front of a bottle of Kentucky Spirit.
I think he sent me that same text because heard a ding. So... Yeah, exactly. He's been commenting the whole time. He's been making sure that we're safe on the internet because that's what Andy does. He is our Scotchy Bourbon Boy security official. And I look forward. Oh, the Christmas party has like officially gotten to the point where I've got all the random things, but I've got at least 25 full out confirmations of people coming. But then there's probably another 30 people who are trying to make it. And if they all make it, we're going to have about 50 people at the Stillhouse, which is going to be a good time. But hopefully it does what it normally does. And it just, you know, people make it, people can't make it. You know how that goes. But I'm getting confirmation, so I'm excited about the Christmas party, everybody. December 15th, Friday, 7 p.m. The Gervasi Stillhouse in here in Canton, Ohio. Everybody who's a Scotchy Bourbon Boy and listens is invited to come and say hi to us and basically party with us a little bit over at the Stillhouse. So let's see. Jason, a rosewood for the party. Oh, yes. The Kentucky one, please. because that one, I mean, that bottle's almost gone, Jason. That would be absolutely fun. I have some, so I do. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I have some stuff for you too. I don't know if it'll make it there.
Yeah, isn't it funny how that we gotta get together one time before, otherwise we might drink all of our stuff. All right, everybody, thanks for watching. He's got a single barrel. That's what he's got. He's going to send up a bottle of single barrel for the party. That would be phenomenal because we're awesome. That is one thing. It's going to be, I mean, last year was the last time we met because we're so busy. We didn't have any meetings, but next year we're going to, we just picked 10. They just did 10 single barrels. Excellent. That is Rosewood. That's Jason Giles. He's been on in the past. Jason's a great guy. They're hanging out in Texas doing, you know, he's doing a great thing there and producing some good whiskey in different ways. And that's one thing that the Scotchy Bourbon Boys do. We want to know about what everybody's doing, right? Because everybody does their unique things. And the, you know, what would you say? Brad Bond says all the good whiskey's already in the bottle. You know, all those dusties. I disagree with them. I think it's in the cracks. You know what I mean? All those small little cracks. There's just people doing things that are so unique and different to what, you know, I don't think it's the same as the Frontier was. Now, you know, there's still, if you think about it, the original bourbon going down to Louisiana to Bourbon Street, they would first cart it in the barrels to the river in Louisville. Then they put it on a boat and ship it all the way down. So when Oceans is doing their thing and people talking about a gimmick, that is not a gimmick. Putting it on the, it sloshes around and gets way more exposure to the oak, right? Wouldn't you say?
Well,
there you go.
And they did it with their latest release of Tropics, which went down into some Caribbean island and it sloshed around in 100 degree heat.
That was Jefferson, yep. Yep, but I'm going to tell you, Roxy, you're going to get to taste it, and we're going to be blind in this, but Roxy still is hanging on to the Oceans 29 Weeded, which isn't been released to us in this area. It was a distillery release at the time. It should be coming soon, but that one, she will not let off of, and her, she has a good palate, so, yeah, that's a Watershed 6 rye. There's no rye going to be our number one. I love that too. You can't make the rye the bourbon of the year. You can make it, you can just put it off on the side and say that's our rye of the year. I vote for that being the rye of the year. It was, you got to admit, Aaron Harris and Ann Dimmick identified a freaking phenomenal barrel, and then they had the sense at Watershed to put it out, and it was delicious. So, anyways, all right, so let's wrap this up a little bit.
I need to get going too, so. Yeah,
thank you, CT, for coming on. Let me just go into, make sure, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X, along with all the social media, I mean, all the podcast formats. But also, remember, like, listen, comment and leave good feedback. Give us some stars on Apple and iHeart. And remember, good bourbon equals good times and good friends and great Thanksgivings, because Wild Turkey is a damn good bourbon. And remember to go out and live your life. Oh, drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive, but live your life dangerously. And little Steve-O will take us out. Did it do it again? It did it again. Seriously, how is that even a possibility, right? Oh, I didn't double click it. So let's go back and try that again. Okay. That's called paranoia. Oh, Stacy says happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Stacy. You caught us at the end. Go pack!
To the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask one. Oh, don't ask one. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask one. Oh, don't ask one. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.